Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. Eagle River police have released the name of a 6-year-old girl who died after sinking to the bottom of a pool in Eagle River. The accident happened Sunday. Police report the victim's name as Grace K. Canada of Three Lakes. Police were called to the Days Inn Hotel around 2 o'clock Sunday. The girl was seen at the bottom of the pool. Emergency responders tried to revive her, but Canada was pronounced dead at Eagle River Memorial Hospital. A company that operates a nursing home in Rhinelander and three other facilities in Wisconsin has been fined $1 million for its role in alleged false billing of genetic testing. Prestige Administrative Services, doing business as Prestige Healthcare, was fined in federal court in a role to allegedly scheme to falsely bill Medicare for unnecessary genetic testing. Nursing home operators place orders with clinical labs for medically necessary lab tests for residents. The tests must be ordered by a physician treating the resident. Federal officials allege Prestige was approached by a company to allegedly determine whether patients were properly metabolizing medications. Prestige went along with the testing, including providing personal medical information, which included a cheek swab. The federal government alleges Prestige failed to obtain physician approval before the testing took place. The settlement announced resolved only Prestige's civil liability, but did not resolve any liability from individuals or entities. As part of the settlement, Prestige agreed to cooperate in an ongoing federal investigation. And a new owner of the former Taylor Park property on Rhinelander's south side is willing to work with the city on a new entrance to a nature reserve behind the building, but to make sure the city council approved keeping the parking area open for now. WXPR's Ken Krall reports.
Dwight Webb, agent for Rhinelander Acquisition Group, LLC, told the council Monday that he's putting in student housing in the former nursing home. The city has an agreement with previous owners to allow public access to the 34-acre state natural area, the Holmboe Conifer Forest, directly behind Taylor Park through the parking lot. This is the only access point. Webb told the city council he's concerned about the public going in and out of the facility with students nearby. City Council member Alex Young said before any conditional use permit is given final approval, access to the Holmboe property had to be preserved in some form.
The existing access outlined in that agreement in your packet is maintained until such time as some new agreement is reached, if there is some possibility for some alternate access. So before we make a motion to approve the conditional use permit itself, I will make a motion to that effect that one of the conditions be that that existing access is maintained until a new agreement is negotiated with the Land Trust.
The Northwoods Land Trust in Eagle River owns the property. The council passed the amendment authored by Young. The matter will return to the city council next month. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
After last Friday's large response by local emergency responders to a house in Rhinelander, the Oneida County Sheriff's Department is reminding the public to make preparations should a person with a medical emergency need help. Captain Terry Hook says one way is to contract with any one of a number of private companies that provide a type of one-touch alert service for people who can't speak or get help any other way.
There are companies out there where they could get the button, where you just press a button if you're having an emergency. When you register with those companies, usually they will take all the information about what kind of medical issue you have, so that when you press that button, if you can't speak, they will contact us and they will tell us what the situation is at the house.
Hook says there are also options for people who can't afford one of the private services.
All you'd have to do is go to the hospital, get something from your doctor, and bring that in to us, and then we could set that alert right here in our system. Other options that families who have maybe aging parents, that they have some concerns about their safety, the Department of Aging also has some different services that they might be able to suggest to the family as well.
Friday evening, a call came into the 911 dispatch center from a Sands Street location. A man was eventually taken to the hospital for what turned out to be a medical condition, but law enforcement officials said the nearly hour-long call led them to think there was a potentially dangerous situation. In other reports, the man's family was upset over his treatment by law enforcement, and a large number of law enforcement vehicles responded, including the Marathon Oneida County's bomb squad. And your forecast for tonight, cloudy skies, lows around 24 degrees. Tomorrow, a chance of rain showers in the afternoon time. Otherwise, cloudy skies, highs near 55 degrees. That's your news for this Tuesday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.